You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church on this first Sunday in November. And Gene and I want to welcome each of you on this Sunday morning, time change morning.
Time change. Trust good morning, Breakout family. We're so thankful and grateful for all of you.
Yeah, I trust that you changed your clock. And, well, here we are at a time change. We got an extra hour. Some people got an extra hour of sleep. And Gene and I want to welcome you this morning to Breakout Radio Church. I have a very special message to share with you today. And but first of all, we're going to pray. And Gene and I, holding your names of our members, I have prayed this morning for I've called every one of your names this morning in prayer, asking God to bless you and help you. And we are so thankful to be leading a church. A global church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We are a house of prayer, Breakout Radio Church. We're a house of prayer for all nations, and that's what we're going to do today. Father Gene and I, we hold the names of our church members in our hands right now.
Yes.
And we speak a blessing upon every member of our congregation, whatever may be going on in their lives, whatever may be happening today. We pray for them, those that need healing, those that need a miracle, those that need jobs, those that are having difficulties with their families. We pray for them right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. We pray for Jenna there in Woodland, California. We pray for Eugene Bullard in Texas, who needs a healing. We pray for our pastor, Bob Nichols, who needs a healing. He's in the hospital. We pray for our friend, Pastor Easy Jones, who's in the hospital and has cancer and needs a miracle. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord, for every need that is represented. We pray, and we pray, Lord, for our nation. We pray for our land, and we're praying for the elections that are coming up this Tuesday, and for the 24-hour prayer watch that is coming. We pray for revival in our land, and we're going to be talking, of course, more about the elections coming up. But we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that your will be done in our lives. We even pray for our granddaughters, Megan Gentry calls a dog that was shot last night and had surgery early this morning, I guess. And somebody said, does God care about animals? I believe he does, doesn't he, Gene?
I believe he does.
You know, when I was growing up, my dad would pray for our animals, our dogs and cats that were sick, and Northa would all pray for them. So we pray even for our granddaughter's dog that was shot last night in the face, and we pray that he will recover.
Yes.
We pray for every need. We pray for this service. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done in Jesus' name. Well, here we are on a Sunday morning, Gene, leading a radio church. What an awesome opportunity, right?
Yes, it is.
It's an awesome opportunity. Well, we're going to worship. We're going to worship him. We're going to honor him. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to preach today concerning two words that has been spoken probably millions of times from the Bible, and God has laid this sermon on my heart. It's actually a two-part sermon, but first of all, we're just going to praise and worship him. We've had lots of rain in the Austin area the last several weeks, more than I can remember in September and October, but we're now praying for the rain of the Holy Ghost. And so let's all worship him, adore him, magnify him as we pray for Holy Ghost rain.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of
Distant shores rejoice, clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send down your power. Oh, God, send your glory. We want to see you move in our generations, oh, God. Come and move, God. Come and move amongst us. We want to see your power.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let it rain upon our land. Let it rain. Lord, let it rain upon this nation, I pray, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let it rain upon our nation, upon our land, upon the United States of America. In Jesus' name. Lord, we need you. Pray with me, church. Lord, we need you. Our nation needs you. Our cities need you, oh God. Lord, we need you today. We desperately need you today, Lord. We need you so much. Would you come? Hallelujah. Would you just come, Lord? Hallelujah. Lord, would you come? Would you come and rain your Holy Spirit upon this land? We are a dry nation. We need you, God. We need you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that there's people all across our land that's praying. Praying, oh God, for revivals in our nation. Standing in the gap, making up the hedge. And that's what we're doing today at Breakout Radio Church. We're calling on you, Lord. God, we need you. We so desperately need you, God. Would you come and heal our nation? Would you come and heal our land, oh God? Send the rain of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pray with me, church. God, we need you. Would you open the eyes of our nation? Would you open the eyes? Open the eyes, Lord. Hallelujah. Open our eyes that we may see. Open our eyes that we may hear. Open our eyes, oh God. Hallelujah. To the truth. We need you so desperately. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes. Hallelujah. Of my heart, Lord. Open my spiritual ears. Open my heart to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, open the eyes. Lord, we pray for our nation this morning. We stand in the gap. We make up the hedge, Lord, concerning our land, concerning the United States of America. We desperately need you, oh God. Would you come and heal our land? Lord, we know this could be one of the most crucial weeks in the history of the United States of America. Would you open the eyes of our hearts, Lord? Open the eyes of our spirit. I'm going to ask Michael W. Smith to come back and lead us in this song. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Let's worship together. Let's worship together. Let's honor him, and then I'm going to preach the word today. Lord, open the eyes of this nation. Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. We worship you today. You are a holy God. You're holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, God of righteousness. We love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, may we decrease, but may you increase, and may you, Lord, at Breakout Radio Church, may you be high and lifted up today. Hallelujah. Worship him with me, church, if you will. We worship you, Jesus. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify your name. You are Lord over Breakout Radio Church. We declare you're Lord over our city. You're Lord over our nation. Love you today. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you today. We worship you, Lord. We honor you. Magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Open our spiritual ears that we may hear. Open our spiritual eyes that we may see. Open our hearts, Lord. We may receive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of John this morning. I want to read one verse of Scripture, which includes two words. John 11:35. Here's what it says. Jesus wept. Two of the most powerful words in the Bible. Jesus wept. And so this Sunday and next Sunday, I'm going to be preaching from these two words. You know, when I was growing up as a boy in Comanche, Oklahoma, and in our Sunday school class, sometimes our Sunday school teacher, or kids' church, we called it back then, would say, let's everybody quote a scripture. And whoever got to go first would say this scripture, Jesus wept. And most of the time, the other kids would laugh and say, no fair, no fair, because that is such a simple scripture. But it is not. And yet, I don't know that I've heard a sermon preached about Jesus wept. I know I don't have any new revelation, but I just want to share what the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me during these next two Sundays concerning these two words, Jesus wept. What does it mean that Jesus wept? I know this was a reference to the death of Lazarus, and I will begin to share more about that next Sunday. But it was taken from Lazarus' death, but you got to realize that Jesus wept because he had a heart of compassion. His prayers were accompanied by tears. Tears can represent remorse, grief, anger, but I believe that most of all, tears represent compassion. Compassion for others, for family, for friends, for a city, for a nation. And I just want to emphasize today Jesus' compassion over his city, over his nation. Jesus wept over his city, and he wept over his nation. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 23, verse number 37, Jesus said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." One translation says, "Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it." I believe Jesus wept over his city, over his nation, when he looked and saw the condition of his city and his nation. He wanted to gather his city, his nation, under his wings, but they did not respond. But Jesus wept over his land. And I believe that today we need to do the same, because we know that Jerusalem was in trouble at that time. It was about to be broken down. It was about to face incredible adversity. And Jesus wept over his city, wept over his nation, a nation at risk. And I believe today that we need to pray and weep over the United States of America, because we are a nation at risk. We are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, as a nation. Now, I know there's a lot of bright spots in America. I know there's a lot of revivals going on. There's a lot of prayer going up. I believe that's why that Donald J. Trump was elected as president 2 years ago. I'm not denying that, but we are seeing a nation at risk because of the onslaught of the enemy. We know that we are greater, but the church must awaken to pray and intercede as never, ever before, because we are a nation that is hanging in the balance. Our American way of life is hanging in the balance. We are a nation that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And I'm thankful today for the freedoms and liberties that we are enjoying. But each of us must know that all of this is in jeopardy. What we're enjoying today could change rapidly if the party that took God out of their platform several years ago takes the majority in our House and our Senate. Liberal governors win elections of our states, and unrighteous mayors take the leadership of our cities. We could be facing some of the most difficult days that we have ever known in our land. I'm going to say we will face the most difficult days we have ever known, ruled by a mob leadership that we witnessed during the Supreme Court hearings for Brett Kavanaugh. We saw that mob mentality. And so where are we at in America? What time is it in America? I'm telling you where we're at, and I'm telling you what time it is. We are in the 11th hour of our nation, and there is a crowd of people in this land who are bent on turning us into a one-world government, a one-world society, opening our borders, taking away our law enforcement. And we know that the Bible said that in the last days, we know that these things would begin to happen. The love of many would wax cold. And we know that lawlessness is going to try to take over our land. A spirit of rebellion that does not honor our policemen, that does not honor those who protect our cities. We know that there is a party that is in play today that wants to take away our freedoms, wants to take away our liberties, and wants to take away our protection, wants to take away our guns. They want to endorse a neutral gender society where little boys wear dresses to school and little girls, you cannot tell a boy from a girl. They take away all identity. And you say, well, you are just being negative today. No, I'm telling you that we are a nation in jeopardy. And what must we do? Must we wring our hands and give up the ship? No, we must pray and we must vote. We must vote and we must pray. That is why tomorrow I'm going to be leading along with other hosts, prayer leaders. I'm going to be leading 24 hours of prayer on bpnradio.com, sponsored by Breakout Radio Church and Breakout Prayer Network. We are going to pray for 24 hours from 10 a.m. Central Time on Monday to 10 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday. And then throughout the day, we are going to be praying. We are preempting our regular broadcasting in order that we may pray. Why? Because we are a nation at risk, and we could lose the House and the Senate come Tuesday, and the House would be led by a woman that does not believe in Christian principles, and led by a man by the same, and it would cause the things that our president has been endorsing and working for to be voted down, and chaos would ensue. And so we must pray. So today, the freedoms that we have enjoyed for so long are in jeopardy. And what is at stake? What is at stake come Tuesday? The control of the House and Senate are at risk. The support of our president, his future appointees, and conservative agenda are at risk. The loss of support for the wall and the continuing ICE is at risk. Our Christian liberties are at risk. Pastors having to turn in their sermon outlines before they ever preach on Sunday. The future appointment of Supreme Court justices and lower court appointees are at risk. A liberal agenda being set in motion by anti-Christian office holders are at risk. The LGBTQ movement and other liberal organizations having their agenda advanced is at risk. The advancement of homosexuality, sex education in our schools, pro-choice movement, and other liberal agendas that are in motion are at risk. Continuing our support of Israel as a nation is at risk. Moving our American embassy in Jerusalem back to its former location is at risk. Pastors' privilege of preaching without government harassment is at risk. And over 6,000 state positions and 36 governorships and many senatorial elections are at risk. Praying that God will have mercy upon our land, because we are a nation at risk. And what happened to nations before us that were facing the same risk, the risk that cities are facing today? What did they do? What did they do when their cities and their nations were at risk? I just want to read a few scriptures that talks about what they did. Isaiah, and during Isaiah's time, he said, in that day, the Lord God of hosts called for weeping and for mourning. Weeping and mourning. Jeremiah, in his day, Jeremiah chapter 3, a voice was heard on the desolate heights, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God. That's what's happened in America. We've lost our way. We have ignored. We are no longer a nation that can blush. The Bible said in the days of Jeremiah, they were a nation that could not even blush. Were they ashamed? No, they were not ashamed. And Jeremiah said, in those days and in that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together with continual weeping, they shall come. Jesus wept. I believe that God desires for the church to gather together and begin to weep and pray and weep. There's something about a brokenness. Jesus wept over his city. Jesus wept over his nation. And how many of us today, and I'm not casting aspersions today upon you or upon the church or upon us, but man, how many have wept over our city? How many have wept over our nation and cried out, "Oh God, we need you"? Can weeping be heard in this nation tomorrow and Tuesday as we face the most critical issue, the most critical election in my lifetime, in your lifetime? Joel said these words, "Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning." There's something about our prayers accompanied by our tears, weeping over the condition of our land. And you say, what is the condition of our land? Well, just in Gene and I's lifetime, you got to realize what happened, what has happened. And we need to think about this. When I was a boy and she was a girl, we went to school every morning. And our teacher would have us to say allegiance to the flag. Have you noticed that we, because of the controversy, because we don't want to stir things up, because we want to be neutral, do you know that the national anthem is no longer being played at any of our athletic events? Do you understand? Do you understand what's happening? What has happened to the national anthem? One of my neighbors and friends, he wrote a song that I played on my radio program concerning standing when the national anthem is played. But we don't have to be concerned about that anymore because the television networks are not playing our national anthem. And little by little, our liberties and the things that we desire and the things that we have practiced and the things that we've done to honor God and to honor our nation, honor our country, and honor our leadership are evaporating before our very eyes. Is anybody thinking about that? We would say allegiance to the flag, and then we would pray, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sinned against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." We all said that. We did not have to read it out of a book. It did not have to be put on the blackboard or on the classroom wall. We memorized that prayer because Jesus said, when you pray, say. Gene and I still say it in our prayer times. But how many schools are saying that? Even some Christian schools may not be saying the Lord's Prayer, but in public schools when we were growing up, we said the Lord's Prayer. Our teacher would read from the Bible. We would pray for specific needs. When we were growing up, our television stations did not use any curse word. There was no hell. There was no damn. There was no using God's name in vain. Mothers and fathers were honored. There was a traditional family atmosphere, and Christian principles were acted out. Where are we at now? Filth has filled our airways, and the name of God is taken in vain on our movies and our television stations with very little controversy. We find today that we cannot say certain things. We can no longer pray in school. We can no longer pray at a school athletic event, at a ball game. And we cannot use the name of Jesus, that name which is above every name, which is what is happening today. There is an anti-Christian atmosphere. There is an anti-Christ spirit in this nation that wants to take to take everything that has been near and dear into our heart, our family values, the family system, the family traditions. And so we have, our walls have been broken down. Our gates have been burned with fire. No longer do we talk about adultery. No longer do we talk about fornication. No longer do we talk about same sex. No longer do we talk about homosexuality. No, because we no longer talk about the moral issues, because the Democratic Party has said it's health care. That's all that matters. A universal health care system where we all get free health care, where we all get free education, maybe accompanied by a free car. It's a free handout. We are going the wrong direction, and somebody must blow a trumpet. Somebody must say something, and I must say something, because our nation is hanging in the balance. A nation that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. A nation that was founded upon Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter 1. That's where it all began. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created. And so we have a society, an anti-God, an anti-Christ, an anti-Christian society that is saying, in the beginning, God did not create the heavens and the earth. And so from the very first chapter and the very first few words, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The first 9 words are being challenged. The first 9 words are being challenged because our educational system, our society, says that we cannot say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. But that's what the Bible says, and I believe it. And then God said in verse 26, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. And what did he say? God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female. In our society, there is a movement that says, no, God did not create everybody male and female. God made a mistake when he created some males because they should have been a female. And some females should have been born a male. So we have this transgender movement that is happening, taking away creation, taking away that God created man and woman, male and female. And so we have a society that desires to do away with every principle that God has written in the Word. How far we have fallen since the 1980s. I'm not talking about just the 50s and 60s. I'm talking about even in the 1980s when there was a prominent movement called the Moral Majority. And Gene and I were pastors in Oklahoma City when this Moral Majority was started by a Baptist minister by the name of Jerry Falwell, who pastored in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And the Moral Majority, I mean, I'm talking about in my lifetime and maybe some of your lifetime, the Moral Majority was an organization made up of conservative Christian political action committees which campaign on issues. It's personal, they personally believe were important to maintaining the Christian values or conceptions of moral laws in America. They believe this represented the opinions of the majority of Americans. With a membership of millions, the Moral Majority became one of the largest conservative lobby groups in the United States, and at its height, it claimed more than 4 million members and over 2 million donors. They were effective in the election and re-election of Ronald Reagan as President of the United States, and many in Congress and Senate were swept into the nation's capital because of their Moral Majority beliefs. In Oklahoma, there was a young 36-year-old congressman by the name of Don Nichols who ran for United States Senate and was elected, and he ran on a campaign of morality a young man that came from a small town in the state of Oklahoma, became the United States Senator, and eventually was second, held the second highest office in the United States Senate. Many in the 1980s, campaign on a traditional vision of family life, equal rights amendment and strategic arms, limitation talks, opposition to the equal rights and amendments and strategic arm limitation talks, opposition to media outlets that it claimed promote an anti-family agenda, opposition for state recognition or acceptance of homosexualities. You hear nothing about that. And so we operate now on health care. We operate on the economy. Bill Clinton came out with, it's the economy, stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, if we fall as a nation, we will not fall because of the economy. We will fall because we do no longer have any morality in America. And we know that the moral majority, they stood for against abortion and cases involving incest, rape, pregnancy for the life of mother's estate. Even in those cases, they supported Christian prayers in school. And what did they do? They won the elections in the 80s. But what happened? I believe the church, in many instances, discontinued to pray. And begin, and maybe pastors no longer talked about the values, the moral values in America, and so we have elections that really are not based on morality. But we do have men and women in our land that still stand for Christian values. So when we go to the polls, church, we go to the polls on Tuesday. I don't believe it's necessarily Republican or a Democrat that we are voting for, but we are voting concerning some principles. And when I went to the polls and Gene went to the polls, we've already voted. There are three principles that we considered, three convictions concerning the people that we voted for. Is Jesus Lord in their lives? Are they a believer? Do they endorse our religious liberties? Do they support our president? And does their past voting record on key issues such as Supreme Court vote, sanctuary city, support of Israel, what has been their vote on those issues? The second thing that we considered is do they declare that life is sacred? Do they support pro-life, or do they oppose abortion? Are they for abortion, the taking already of over 60 million babies in America since Roe versus Wade in 1973? How do they stand on abortion? Do they consider family values? Do they believe in the marriage of that marriage should be between one man and one woman? What are their family values? Do they stand for family? And on these three, Jesus is Lord, endorsing religious liberties, supporting our president, their past voting record on Supreme Court nominees, sanctuary city, support of Israel, is life sacred? Are they pro-life? And third of all, do they endorse family values, the marriage between one man and one woman? And I believe tomorrow that we need to pray. We need to pray for men and women that stand for these values. We need to pray for those that stand for these values. Matt Rosendale in Montana, Dean Heller in Nevada, Martha McSally in Arizona. I'm talking about U.S. Senate races. Josh Hawley in Missouri, Mike Braun in Indiana, Patrick Morrissey in West Virginia, Rick Scott in Florida, Ted Cruz in Texas, Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee. And you need to know who you're voting for and what they are standing for, because we are a nation at risk. And Tuesday is the most crucial election in my lifetime. We're a nation hanging in the balance, hanging in the balance. What has happened to us, and where are we at as a nation, as a land? You know, the Bible said, Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he said, therefore I exhort first of all that supplications and prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that they may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. We looked at the hearings for Brett Kavanaugh, and we saw that there was a party, a group, a political group that was not for peace. They were for hatred, and they were anti-authority. It was a rebellious group, and that's what we're facing here in America. That's why I'm calling for 24 hours of pre-election prayer, and I'm asking all of you church members to join me, to join Gene and I and others who are leading a 24-hour prayer. You can be involved. And if you'd like to be involved, then just send us a prayer, and Gene can read your prayers. Just send it to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, if you will, and we're going to be praying. So Gene's going to join me. We're going to pray for this election that's coming up. We're going to pray for our nation. Father, Gene and I just take hands. Just if you're with somebody, you have the opportunity, why don't you just join hands? Because the Bible says, if any two agree, touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So, Father, Gene and I, we stand behind this microphone.
Yes.
Stand behind this microphone here on this Sunday, asking for your help, Lord, in the Tuesday elections, encouraging all of our members to vote and pray, and pray and vote. Even send us a prayer that Gene can read at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. In Jesus' name, Lord, save America.
Yes.
And I pray for everyone that's standing for righteousness. Hallelujah. Pray for your mayor, your city council elections, whoever it may be, your Congress, your Senate, your congressperson, your senator. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Pray for our nation. Stand in the gap for our land, because we're a nation at risk. And the things that we have fought for and longed for, in Jesus' name, are at risk. You know, we already have one of our supporters of Breakout Prayer Network that has already sent in some prayer requests for us to read. Gene might want to read two or three of those that we're praying for, that he wrote in.
Father, we're thankful for a country of freedoms and the right to vote. Help us not to take that for granted. We pray for wisdom of the voters generally, and that they would not be swayed by deception. We pray that those who use deception in their ads and commercials to buy their way into positions of power would be exposed and shunned by voters. We curse any spirits of deception and fear that are being used in the media, in campaigns, and advertising. We curse especially any spirits of fear that would prey upon the elderly. And I pray that it has the exact opposite effect that the deceivers intended.
Amen. And then we have others that he has sent in. We set ourselves in agreement.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
We know that prayer changes things.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. In Jesus' name. We agree, Lord.
Yes.
We agree in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. For revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Don't forget to join me tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Gene and I and others that are hosting 24-hour prayer on bpnradio.com. Also want you to pray for me as I minister on Wednesday morning, this Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. at memorial services for my only sibling who passed away this past week. I do appreciate all of you that have sent your condolences. I'm grateful. I only had one sibling, my sister Juanel Talley. She went to be with the Lord Thursday. She was one of my chief intercessors and a very godly woman. 10 years older than me, but we were very close. My only sibling is gone. There's an emptiness in my heart today, but I know she is with Jesus, and I know that we'll see her again. Pray for me as I preach her memorial service, her funeral, this Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Marlow, Oklahoma. 10 a.m. this Wednesday morning. And during that time, if you just pause and pray for me, that the Holy Spirit would anoint me to preach at my sister's funeral this Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. in Marlow, Oklahoma. And I'm also praying for all of you. Wow. Well, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I want to give you an opportunity to give today, to give your tithes and contributions. Breakout Radio Church, of course, is supported by you, our loyal members, and your tithes and contributions. We're very, very grateful. And to make a contribution today, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can give today. Click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, or you can send a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians, here's what it says, a very familiar passage of Scripture, but it says, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give. Everybody give. Everybody give. Gene and I, we have to believe God every month for our budget, not only for our finances, but for the finances of Breakout Prayer Network, for bpnradio.com. And we have nine either full or part-time employees that we pay. It takes a lot of money to operate this radio network and to operate Breakout Ministries. But we know that we're blessed because we give. We give. We give. We made a determination years ago that we would give in every offering that the church had. We are blessed to give. And Breakout Radio Church has given this week to Pastor Eugene Bullard. Let's keep praying for him, who has been bedridden for several weeks and has had a loss of income and loss of pay. But we sent a check because he did not have income coming in. That's what we do at Breakout Radio Church. We are givers. We are givers. We support missions. We support orphanages. We support orphans' homes. We feed children, not only in America, but other nations of the world. We are a giving church. We are giving people. And I encourage you to give. So he says, as each one of us purposes in his heart, let us give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you will always have all sufficiency. Gene and I must say that we have had all sufficiency in our 57 years of marriage. Gene, we have given tithes our 57 years of marriage.
Yes, we have. We've been faithful to give. And as we give, we know that God gives back. He is so faithful.
Yes, he is. 10% of our income goes to God. And above and beyond. Above and beyond,
yes.
We give. And when there's a need, we pray about not shall we give, how much shall we give?
That's right.
In Jesus' name. And most of the time, we know exactly how much we're supposed to give.
Yes.
And you know, we're not, the poverty spirit is upon people that even have lots of money. But you know what a poverty spirit is? They're afraid they're never going to have enough.
That's
never
right.
Going to have enough. I can't give because I might not be able to pay my bills. I might not have enough for retirement. That is a poverty spirit. It's the fear of not having enough. But God said, I'm going to bless the liberal giver. That's who we are.
Yes.
And I know that's who many of you are. You are liberal. And I encourage you to give today. To give today. We're thankful for those of you that are faithful to give. Our church members, we rejoice when I go on PayPal and see that you have given. Jean rejoices when she comes home and comes into our office in our studio and says, look here, Dale, who gave this week?
Yes.
We're blessed.
We're so thankful for you. And
we're thankful.
We just bless you today.
Yes, we do.
So thankful and
we
grateful.
We bless you today in Jesus' name. I want to pray before we go, Gene, for those that don't know the Lord. Well, if you don't know Jesus, maybe you're backslidden far away from God. Maybe you don't know for sure. You can be saved today. Have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to pray for you today. Would you say these words, Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you don't have a local church, then you can go to our membership link at bpnradio.com and then click on Breakout Radio Church. There's a membership link. If you don't have a church or a pastor, you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And we'll be praying for you. Add you to our list. We'll be praying for you. And I want to give every one of you a new phone number. We have at Breakout Radio Church and Breakout Ministries, we have a brand new phone number. And I want to give that to you so that you can call us if you need prayer, if you have a question, and we will respond to every one of our phone calls. And the number to call is 512-633-0966, 512-633-0966. And we'll, of course, put this on our website as well, our brand new church number, office number, and you can call us and we'll respond to all of your calls. I want to encourage you to go out and vote and pray. Pray. We believe that God can turn things around, even though it may appear that the polls are saying one thing. That's what it said when Donald J. Trump was elected. The polls may say one thing, but I believe that God can turn it around. Hallelujah. We have supported Israel. We are blessed as a nation, and we have honored our military. We have honored our veterans, and we have honored Israel. And so we declare that Tuesday is going to be a good day. We want you to tune in also Tuesday night. We're going to be broadcasting live from Kenneth Copeland Ministry Center, the results of the election. We're here as a church and as a Christian radio network to proclaim the gospel and to pray for America. Well, Gene, it's been a good day. I'm glad I came to church today.
Yes, it's been a wonderful day, a great day, and we just pray blessings on you and your family.
Yes.
And have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day. We love you. Remember that that Breakout Radio Church service will be rebroadcast at 10 o'clock this morning Central Time, also 8 o'clock tonight Central Time, and then throughout the week, 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. most days of the week. And remember now that we have 18 hours of continuous preaching on bpnradio.com. My pastor, Bill Hart, is next. He's going to preach, and then we will have other preaching all day long. And you can go to our Facebook page and look and see Dale Gentry, Dale W. Gentry, and see the lineup. Well, let's continue to pray. Thanks for coming to church. Have a wonderful day.